rings, Emma. I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the mystery of Cedric's missing license plates is still unsolved. Mousy maintains that the license number on the car that stopped several nights ago and received some pamphlet from Diogenes was the same number as the number on Cedric's license plate. But the old fellows are a little skeptical about this. As we look in on the little community today, we find Mousy, who was on duty watching for airplanes during the night, about to give his report to Lum, the self-appointed air raid warden for Pine Ridge.
All right, Mousy.
Official watcher, number 6Q29B, reporting.
All right, proceed, 6Q29B.
12 o'clock midnight. Tree toad join in joyous tumult. 12:21. I defect a flight overhand.
Oh, my goodness. A flight of our plane?
No, sir. Chicken hawk loan. 12:37. My friend the hoot owl hoots twice. Hoo-hoo.
Oh, for goodness sake, Mousy. I told you once to leave out that hoot owl stuff. I don't care him how many times he hoots.
Yes,
what you're supposed to be looking for is our plane.
Well, I'll never be in except the mail plane, Mom.
Well, don't put down nothing in your report then.
No, sir, but last night I got worried about the owl because at 1:17 and a half, he went, ooh, instead of hoo-hoo. Do you think he's sick?
I don't know, and I don't care. I think you better just tear up that report now, see? I don't want to hear no more of it.
Well, don't you even want to hear about Diogenes?
Diogenes?
Yes, sir.
Did he come out of his printing shop and steady off again during your watch?
Yes, sir, about 2 o'clock. So I went down to Bates Sawmill to have a cup of coffee with the night watchman. And while I was down there, I saw that same car drive by with Cedric's license plate on it again.
Now, wait a minute, Mousy. How could you tell what the license plate was while the car was driving by?
Well, it had to almost stop down there where those bad holes are in the road line.
I don't know, Mousy. I'm afraid you're having hallucinations at night. Don't forget there's 1,000 or 100 other Arkansas license plates side Cedric's, even if his are missing.
Well, anyway, I started up towards the store, and in the distance I could see Dodge and Eve Lantern waving, and the car stopped here.
Are you sure about that, Mousy?
Yes, sir. I was still too far away to see how good, but I think the man jumped out of the car, and then it looked like they were doing some kind of work on the back of the car.
Yeah, I think your imagination's running away with you, Mousy. What else did you think you seen?
Well, by the time I got near the store, why, they were done with whatever they were doing, but I saw Dodge and Eve give the man some more packages of pamphlets.
Now, listen, Mousy, that can't be so, because I'm still circulating manager for them pamphlets. Dodge and Eve told me so himself.
Well, anyway, the man gave Dodge and Eve some more money, and then he drove off.
He done what?
And he drove off in the car, and you know what I saw?
What?
Well, that car had Illinois' license plates on at that time.
Illinois?
Yes, sir.
Now, Granny, now I know you're having hallucinations, Mousy. Now, them plates couldn't just change that way. You better have Doc Miller look at your eyes.
Well, all right, Mom, but I still think there's something awful suspicious about Dodge and Eve.
Now, wait a minute, Mousy. Don't say things like that. You know as well as I do that Dodge and Eve is a good man. Stands up for right living and all that stuff. Spends all his time spreading the golden word of honesty and kindness. How could you suspicion a fellow like that?
Well, I hate
him. And look at all the good he did for this town. Ever since he put that $10,000 to be won by the most model citizen in Pine Ridge, everybody's took to being honest and generous. Doing things for one another, lending the helping hand. Why, they're even paying their old bills here at the store.
Yes, sir, I know they are, Mom.
Well, don't let me ever hear you saying another word again, an upright feller like Dodge and E. Smith.
Yes, sir.
And next time I put you on guard duty at night, don't spend all your time spying on me.
Yes, sir. Well, that's
our ring.
Yes, sir.
Now, you get on out with the dealers now, Mousy, and find out all I've told you.
Yes, sir, I will. Wonderful world,
Mousy. Yeah, wonderful world, Mousy. Hello, jot them down, store and library. Air raid warden Lum Edwards talking. Also circulation, oh, that's a secret. No, I never said nothing. Mom? Who is this talking? Oh, hello, Elizabeth. How's everything over at your place? Yeah, that's good. Little Pearl's got her arm what? In splints. Oh, my goodness. Huh. Oh! Just crashing for the Red Cross.
Hey, Lon. Oh, excuse me. I never seen you on the phone.
Just a minute, Elizabeth. Here's Abner. I'll let you talk to him. Here, Abner, take the phone. It's Elizabeth.
Oh, what's she want?
I don't know. Never got around to asking. Listen, Abner, you watch the store for a while, will you?
Well, where are you going, Lon?
Oh, just down to the barber shop. I'm going to try to sign up Moose for a night airplane watcher.
Oh.
I'm getting sick of them reports Mousy turns in about them food owls and all that stuff. I'll be back directly.
It will take your time, no way. Hello? Elizabeth? And what is she wanting? Oh, no, I won't forget. Well, I'll bring the coal off when I come home to supper tonight. Anything else you wanted? Pair of shoes? Why, you got a pair of shoes, Elizabeth? Oh, they ain't wore out, I bet. Well, why don't you just get yourself a strip of leather and half sole a man? You can cut some more off of that old saddle out there in the barn. And don't bother them there old tars out there, though. The government needs that rubber. Well, now, listen, Elizabeth, them shoes... sure, yeah, you can have some new shoes. Yeah, I might even get you two pair, my dear wife. No, I'll feel all right. Goodbye, Elizabeth. Wonderful world. Well, howdy, now, Janice. Wonderful world.
Wonderful world, Abner.
I just tell my woman I'm going to get her new pair of shoes. Maybe two pair. I don't know. I'm awful generous that way, Doc.
An excellent virtue, my friend. And when it exists between members of a marital partnership, it's a thing to be treasured. You're to be commended.
Well, good for me.
Where is my faithful harbinger of the printed word? Where's Mr. Edwards?
Oh, he's out right now. I don't know where that other fellow is, though.
What other fellow?
That Mr. Harbinger, whatever his name is.
How soon do you expect Mr. Edwards?
He'll be back directly. He just went down to barber shop to sign up a new watcher to look for our planes during the night.
A new watcher, you say?
Yeah, I believe he said he's going to get Moe's moves.
I wonder if a younger man than Mr. Moose wouldn't be more alert and effective sentinel. I personally feel that young Mousy Gray is doing a most excellent job as scout of the skies during the nocturnal hours.
Well, all Mousy does is bring in reports on how many times a hoot owl hoots and how many times he hoots back at the owl and all such things.
That reveals right there that the lad Mousy's a most careful and conscientious observer. A sentry who allows not even the minutest event to go unnoticed.
Well?
I think you'd do well, Abner, to urge Mr. Edwards to allow Mousy to continue in this capacity.
Yeah, well, I'll tell him. Of course, long as Mousy has to work in the daytime, I'm afraid he gets awful sleepy being up all night, too.
True indeed. But I shall continue to take over for the lad an hour or two each night to allow him to obtain rest and sustenance. I've been only too happy to lend him my services on previous nights.
Did you take over for him again last night?
For a brief period, yes.
Well, did you see any airplanes or anything?
No, not a thing. Not a person passed by. Not even a car while I was on watch.
Well, must get awful lonesome not seeing nobody that way, Doc.
No. I have my lantern to keep me company, to give me warmth and strength. And then, too, I have friendly folk of the constellations.
The constellations?
Yes, these star-studded formations that illuminate the skies. I find much comfort in gazing skyward at old stalwart Bertha Major.
Bertha Major?
Yes, the great bear.
Bear? You mean you seen a bear up in the sky?
Yes, standing there so proudly, along with his less prominent companion, Ursa Minor, the little bear.
Was he up there, too?
Naturally. Where else could the constellations be but in the skies? Surely you are familiar with them, are you not?
Well, I've heard a story about three bears, but they weren't up in no sky.
You sure you just didn't see that hood owl flying over?
Owl? No, I don't believe there's any constellation representing an owl. Unless it's the new one recently discovered by astronomers. All I could discern in the skies were Leo the lion, Taurus the bull, Capricornus the goat.
Just a minute, Dog and Eva. Are you sure now you've seen all them things?
Why, of course. I see them most every night.
Do you feel all right when you're walking around at night that away by yourself?
Oh, I certainly. I feel excellent. The fresh night air is most invigorating.
Yeah. Well, you like to know what you're talking about, I reckon. I never seen no goat with wings, I know that.
Howdy,
Cedric. I wish you'd quit sneaking up that way.
Well, I'm sorry. I reckon I'm just sort of in the habit of sneaking around since I've been doing detective work. Detective work, you say, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. I've been wearing disguises and stuff, trying to track down whoever stole my license plate.
What? Were your license plate stolen, Cedric, my lad?
Well, I don't know now whether there was or not. I don't know what to think now.
What do you mean, Cedric?
Well, this morning when I went out to the garage to take some fingerprints, guess what?
Huh?
My license plate was back on the car here.
Back on there?
Yes, Mom.
Well, I do know, and I reckon how they got back home.
I don't know.
Well, it sounds to me, Cedric, as though you'd been the victim of some boyish prank.
Yes, about what happened, Cedric. Some young has been pranking you.
Yes, I reckon so.
You better
know me.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I got them back. That's all I care about.
Sure.
Wonderful.
Wonderful world.
A wonderful world.